Monday Musings, Las Vegas Turnaround, Sarah's Off on a Turnaround, Flying Gambling Fools to the Holy Land Las Vegas. Sometimes she's here, and sometimes she can't be found. From Las Vegas Turnaround, 1973. Florida couple's car shot at after driving to wrong address for Instacart delivery. It's at least the fourth incident in the past month of someone being shot at for making the mistake of going to the wrong address or vehicle. There's absolutely nothing surprising about this, as America moves quickly from the castle doctrine to the somebody's in the driveway so I gotta shoot 'em mentality. States make it easier and easier for everyone to just shoot anyone and face no consequences. Knock on the door by mistake? Shoot 'em. Look at you the wrong way? Shoot 'em. Who needs false idols when we've got guns? I own two, so let's not make assumptions. I've always wanted to counter the gun fetishists by pointing out that drugs don't kill people either. People do. To paraphrase a woman defending guns recently, if I left a pound of cocaine on the table and walked away, the cocaine won't kill anybody. If we won't regulate guns, why do we regulate drugs? Call me Bobby. Can a robot be your BFF? Everyone's freaking out about AI, kind of like they panicked over the Chinese spy balloon hovering over their backyard barbecue. I'm not afraid. I pretty much think we're all algorithms from some alternate universe malware anyway. The planet we're killing certainly thinks so. I embrace most technology, and I'm excited about the possible uses AI Synthetic Best Friends offers me as a creator. My preferred title is Imaginative. I'm using it to narrate my newest audiobook, as well as these Substacks. And I'm very interested in exploring the potential of AI writing for blog posts, articles, columns, and more. Everything changes. Writers can publish our own books now. Musicians can bypass the old label system. And Robot Josh can narrate my stories. I love it. New technology keeps my creative mind engaged. Thanks as always for subscribing. It encourages me to keep writing every day. The one thing besides self-destruction, bad habits, and the joy of revenge that has sustained me from the age of 10. It's cradle to grave for me. See you Friday from the glorious familiarity of home.